Let me cross over to James Morris. He's a political commentator. He's joining us from Los Angeles via Skype. Mr. Morris, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, a UN Security Council session has just ended without concrete results. We did hear the UN Undersecretary speak about how appalling the death toll in Gaza is. However, nothing concrete has come out. What do you make of that?
Well, thank you for having me back on Press TV again. What I make of that is the Israel lobby, the influence of the Israel lobby, not only with the United States, but also with Great Britain, and also with the European Union. It has a lot of influence, obviously, with the Transatlantic Institute, with the EU, and we see that with the Labour Friends of Israel in the UK and the Conservative Friends of Israel, and of course, APAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee here in America. And it's incredible to me when you see Samantha Power start out her comments, and she's been critical of Israel, keep in mind, and then she ended up marrying a Jewish university professor and is in with the Jewish community here in America and obviously does not want to offend it, and that's how she's in the position she has now, representing America at the UN. But what was quite incredible was for her to condemn the Hamas rocket attacks like she did, but nobody likes to start the clock a little bit earlier than that and look at what actually prompted those rocket attacks. And that, of course, was the siege of Gaza that Israel has had and has imposed on Gaza for many years now, starving the Palestinian people. And also the attacks that Israel had done on the Palestinians of Gaza before those rocket attacks had taken place. Hamas had actually respected the ceasefire going back to 2012. You'd had the occasional skirmishes, but most of the time, as you look at those skirmishes, they've usually been initiated by Israel, either killing a Palestinian on the Gaza border. And let's look at the latest round here. You had the three Israelis are trying to basically say that, they attacked or were going after Hamas because of the three Israeli settlers. And first of all, they shouldn't even be on the West Bank in those illegal settlements. But of course, U.S. media and the U.S. government doesn't even talk about that. But let's go back before that to the Nakba Day, when the Israeli soldiers had actually shot dead two Palestinian children, and CNN even had the video of it. And that's actually what prompted the retaliation by Hamas. But again, Western media doesn't talk about that. Samantha Power at the UN obviously doesn't talk about it. All she does is put out the APAC line about Hamas rocket attacks, but nobody looks at why those rocket attacks are taking place. And it's just, you can see a recent article that I have over at, and links as well at ushijack.com. my blog, of course, and it's just outrageous how the world's standing by as Israel's carrying out war crimes here in Gaza.
Indeed, Mr. Morris, as you mentioned, Samantha Powers, what she also mentioned in her address to the UN Security Council was the hope of and support for an Egypt-mediated ceasefire/truce. What are the chances of that happening? Can we even consider Egypt a neutral broker of peace here?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, after what Abdullah Sisi has done to the Al Jazeera journalists with Peter Gresty and, putting him in prison for just reporting on what was happening in Egypt, I don't think you can trust him. I think he's basically back in bed with Israel like Mubarak was. I mean, he had cracked down on the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course, Hamas is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood in Palestine. So if I was Hamas, I would not trust the Egyptian president. And you also have to take into account what Hamas is saying. Of course, I'm not speaking on behalf of Hamas here. I'm an America First patriot, and I don't like to see Americans die for Israel in the Middle East like we did in Iraq. And I don't like to see Americans get attacked because of our support for Israel, like a former CIA bin Laden unit Michael Schreuer had warned about as well. But if I was Hamas, I would not trust el-Sisi. I think what Hamas had mentioned when it had actually said that nothing is being done to address the core grievance with regard to the siege and the blockade of Gaza, that's just not being addressed. It's just going to return it to status quo. And I believe there was discussion about Hamas having to disarm. I mean, that would be like Israel trying to get Hezbollah to disarm in Lebanon. If Hezbollah hadn't armed itself in Lebanon, Israel would still be there, occupying it illegally. So there's no way Hamas should. I mean, of course, we all want to see peace. We want to see, some kind of ceasefire worked out, but not an Israeli-opposed ceasefire that appears to be the case with another proxy like Mubarak and Abdel al-Sisi.
Okay, let me bring in Sabrina, our correspondent standing by in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Now, Sabrina, what is the Palestinian National Unity Government doing to broker a peace, a ceasefire, a truce, so to speak?
Well, yes, the Palestinian National are trying to try to get to an agreement with Hamas for a ceasefire. As we heard that since the beginning, the Egypt was trying to make a progress in that by making Israel sign the proposal to have a ceasefire with Hamas, but as we heard that Hamas didn't even get a proposal, not even that they didn't accept it. Yesterday there was lots of releases from the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas, who was saying that that Hamas needs to accept the ceasefire proposal because we don't want to lose anymore, and because they shouldn't let the world see us this way, that Israel has accepted a ceasefire and they don't want to kill more innocent people. But at the same time, Hamas is not stopping whatever hurting Israelis in the Israeli cities by firing rockets, as we know that rockets reached very sensitive areas in the Israeli part, and especially in the north, which nobody expected that it would reach there. But at the same time, I don't think that Hamas would be willing to sign a proposal anytime soon, especially that they have and they announced many in the agreement. They said that they want a couple of things in order to accept the proposal, and they have lots of orders from the Israeli occupation. One of it is they open Gaza, and it won't be sieged anymore. So as I know, and as we heard here from Israeli reports, that we don't really know if Gaza would be would become unseized in the coming future. So as Israel doesn't get back about this agreement and didn't say anything about what it thinks of these orders, then nothing would stop soon. And as well as we know that the Israeli government have this big conflict after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired the deputy of war ministry. So
right,
the Palestinians are trying to stop that and trying to make Hamas sign the ceasefire proposal, but we don't know yet if there will be any time soon.
Okay, Mr. Morris, also we do know that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will leave Saturday for the Middle East, even though it hasn't been announced exactly where he'd be going. He is, though, this trip is being planned so that he can try and broker some sort of a ceasefire and simmer down the tensions, and he's going to push forward the two-state solution. Now, how effective do you think Ban Ki-moon can be at this point in time?
I mean, let's hope he can get some kind of ceasefire and stop the bloodshed in Gaza a bit. I mean, let's face it, the two-state solution is dead. With all the ongoing illegal Israeli settlement building in the West Bank, I mean, there's no viable Palestinian state. The only solution left is the one-state solution. And that's what the president of Iran had actually suggested, President Ahmadinejad. And of course, U.S. Zionist-influenced, controlled media has distorted what he had said. He'd said, let the Palestinians have their right of return and then take a referendum. This was on the 60 Minutes program that was conveniently edited on CBS News. And he said, let a referendum be taken by the Palestinians and let's see what they want to do. And that's what really has to happen. But keep in mind what's going on in the Middle East now, and the world really has to wake up to it, is you have a Zionist agenda here going back to Israeli Likudnik Oded Yanon. And you just see his plan unfolding now. Again, if you go to my blog, U.S. Hijacked, you'll see the latest article at the top there by friend Dr. Stephen Sagosky. It's an excellent piece. And what we have is you have the Israelis, the reason they are actually attacking Gaza now, saying it's Hamas rocket attacks. We've already talked about that. Israel's siege and its attacks on Palestinians basically were the reason for those, but that's never discussed in U.S. media and in Western media either. But the bottom line is Israeli Odedjenoned, the Likudnik agenda for the Middle East, to have the Palestinians basically fight each other. Obviously, Netanyahu and Israel did not like the unity agreement that was made between Hamas and Fatah, and they've done everything they can to undermine that. And that's what we see playing out, not only in with the Palestinians, but also throughout the rest of the Middle East, having different sectarian and ethnic, strife with Muslims fighting each other, like we see in Iraq, Syria, and that's all fine with Israel, as long as they can keep on getting more money from America as U.S. taxpayers go broke paying for Israel. But keep in mind, what we see happening in Gaza, going back to Castlehead in 2008 and 2009, that was a terrorism motivation for the underwear bomber as well, and al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula. And as I'd mentioned previously here, CIA, former CIA bin Laden unit head Michael Scheuer had said, our support for Israel gets us attacked. And we see this time and time again, yet you see these AIPAC, Israel first politicians like John Boehner of the U.S. Congress saying Israel is our friend. I guess he doesn't remember what Israel did at the USS Liberty, murdering 34 American sailors and killing 172, and now slaughtering Palestinians at will as we sit back and just watch it happen and the international community does nothing. All it's doing is setting up the next terrorist attack, and nobody will talk about how this came about. And again, that's letting Israel just brutally oppress Palestine, including slaughtering over 300 people. What is it, demolishing homes? It's just outrageous. How the international community can sit here and watch this, it's just heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking indeed. We're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That was James Morris, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Also joining us from Jerusalem Al-Quds via Skype was our correspondent, Sabrina Taha. I'd like to thank you both for your input.